Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ring Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighbor, Carmelite the Ring Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today I want to talk a little bit about death. And, you know, during this whole COVID thing, you know, down in the Bronx, we had many parishioners, you know, patriarchs and matriarchs of the parish that passed. I'm hearing some things in Middletown and you know, back home in Michigan and all these sort of things. And because of that death and the news cycle that keeps building up the what appears to be the veracity of this virus, although news reports are conflicting and, you know, you really can't trust things these days because of the ability to manipulate data and to put it out in however people want, etc. You know, what are we to do? And I think what we as Christian people can do is first and foremost accept and sort of reflect and I dare say stare into the reality that, yes, each and every one of us will die. We have to accept the reality that we will die. We will die because of sin. But this death is not an eternal reality. Are we a people that believe in heaven or are we not? Are we a people that believe in the kingdom of God or not? If we struggle with these sort of things, well, then of course we want to cultivate some extension of our life here on earth because we worry that there will be nothing in the hereafter. So we as a Christian people need to first and foremost lean into the reality that yes, we too shall die. Now, this doesn't mean we go about looking for our own deaths, doing things that can necessarily cultivate our own deaths. The church warns us through her lived experience of the terrible burden that comes from taking on too many acts of penances, for example. I was thinking that somehow through extreme penance that we can somehow bring about this massive eternal life in our hearts and in our souls. And no. The church corrects us on that. But the reality is that we will die. But that is no longer the end to us. And we need to cultivate the reality by leaning into our faith, particularly in relationship to our eschatological perspective. That's your million-dollar word for the week. This end of times, these last things, as eschatology reminds us, that even though we will die, we have life eternally in Christ via the great gift that he was to us, for us, and now also in us because of the sacraments which have been entrusted to the church from his life, death, and resurrection. So even though we try to act and need to act prudently, so people that are always up in arms against Mass, well, we can use our freedom to care for our neighbors. Even if our neighbors are afraid and you think it's a little foolish, we can act as a means of comforting. And then when people see that we are trying to comfort them, we can share our concerns with wearing masks, for example, or embracing other things. I'm even hearing some things about people saying they're not going to be about vaccines when they come out. All these sort of crazy things. Because we don't even have information yet, so how can even somebody act prudently in relationship to these sort of things. But like Christ, who meets us where we're at in order to take us where we are meant to be, we too need to meet people where they're at in order to lead them to where they're meant to be. Even Paul talks about this in relationship to eating meat sacrificed to idols. Sure, you know, go ahead and go for it, he says. But if it's causing scandal for those weaker in faith, don't do it. Seems like pretty good advice for us in the here and now. So we strengthen our own resolve in these things by reflecting on our death, not in a way that is morbid, but in the light of the second coming of Christ. So, yes, death is not a fun thing to think about. But if we are rooted in the faith that Christ has called us to eternal life in the Father's kingdom, a kingdom that we make known in the here and now through sharing of the person of Jesus Christ, then why should we have any fear in our hearts? Fear of death, fear of suffering, fear of pain, even though these things may not feel fun, or be quote unquote enjoyable, we are always in Christ and the eternal Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, dwells in us if we dwell in him. A message we heard about from this reading from Romans, the second reading from this past Sunday. Now, I'm speaking with a little bit more chutzpah today because I really think we, as a Christian people, particularly here in the United States, have been allowing fear to control our actions way too long. And some people are going to the extreme of not wanting to do anything and just being locked into one's house, which I think is very dangerous. And then people going to the other end, being totally imprudent, putting others at risk. And there is a middle ground. And it comes from, first off, reflecting on what it means for us to die. And knowing that even though that we will die, we are saved in Christ. And we go forward in Christ to share who he is and who he desires us to be in him. And we do that with love. We do that with charitable deeds. We do that by showing prudence and meeting people where they're at, even if they're in sort of an extreme fear. So let us be not afraid. Let us tackle the reality of our death. So by the gifts of faith, hope, and love, we can go out and be courageous in prudent ways to strengthen those that may be in a profound state of struggling right now. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, head to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can see some of my YouTube videos, read the articles I've written, check out blog posts that I've done. You can also email me through that website, all this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.